Inscriptions is a new film installation by Alvin E. Vrain. It's now at Visual in Carlow. Shot in a limestone quarry, the film matches graceful moving images with an eerie soundtrack, creating a kind of dreamlike space. And Alvin E. Vrain joins me from our Cork studio this evening. The beginnings of this work are quite interesting, I think, and its links to Brian O'Doherty. You might explain that to me first of all, Alva.
Yeah, it was an unexpected commission for me, I think, as well. I was approached probably about 2.5 years ago by Miranda Driscoll, who is the director at Sirius Arts Centre. And she asked me if I would like to respond to a work by Brian O'Doherty. And the story behind that was she took over the directorship at Sirius Arts Centre in Cove and realised that there was an artwork lurking behind the walls, which was this immersive wall painting by the artist Brian O'Doherty that had been done over 20 years beforehand. And unlike a lot of his wall paintings, which would have been temporary and painted over, this was papered over. So she dreamt up this idea of revealing it and restoring it. I mean, it had been much hammered into over the course of 20-odd years. And building then this programme of commissions around it, where original work was commissioned from artists, writers, choreographers, composers to respond to this quite epic wall painting, which was produced specifically for Cove.
And I also think that's a peculiar thing. I wonder what the process is for you as an artist. Then you go in and look at somebody else's work. Do you simply immerse yourself in it for a period of time and see what comes out of that? Or do you, you know, start looking at it specifically and working ideas and concepts around how you might respond to it?
Yeah, I think that's a really interesting question, because I do think that there is a kind of a trickiness that comes with responding to another artist's work, especially when he's one as acclaimed as Brian O'Doherty.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Patrick Ireland, people will know him as well. Obviously, the Patrick Ireland Project was a big part of his identity as well over his lifetime.
Exactly, and he had many identities. But you don't want to create a poor man's version of his work or create just an homage to him. So it has to obviously have integrity within, you know, your own practice. But for me, I wasn't all that familiar with Brian O'Doherty's work. I mean, I knew him, but I had the kind of confusion that I think maybe his work solicits, in that he occupied so many different personas. And, you know, he was literally a doctor, a painter, a novelist, a critic, a performance artist, an editor, a TV presenter. And for me, looking at his work was like kind of getting lost in the polyverse, but it was a total delight. And I almost beachcombed through his back catalogue of works and let myself pick up pieces as they went along. But his treatment of Oham, this kind of ancient Irish
writing,
script,
yeah,
exactly, that came to the fore because it plays such a big part in the work at Sirius. And I was fascinated by the way he uses that script to kind of marry this abstract, minimalist, conceptual, visual language to this distinctly Irish tradition and culture.
And then, interesting enough, I suppose, if we think of Oham, it would often be Oham stones, and you'd have lines cut across stones. I'm beginning to see the links as to why you might have gone off to the limestone quarry in Old Lechlin in County Carlow.
Yeah, I mean, there was something in Brian's work as well. I was interested by the different qualities. It's kind of at once this immersive colour field painting. It just drenches the eyes in this totally experiential way. And it also operates as this encoded piece of text that layers English and Irish and even numerical script. And it also is like a history painting. And he described it as a response to this very specific context of cultural loss in relation to Cove, in terms of its military imperial history, and also it as a site of emigration. So there was something in that entwined legacy of colonialism and emigration and grief that I wanted to mirror. So I was trying to find something that would give me this immersively visual setup that had multiple layers of inscription and that was also underpinned by this central meditation on loss.
So you went to this limestone quarry, as I say, in County Carlow. What did you see there that you thought was particularly? Because we'll come back to this quarry being in your work previously.
Yeah.
Did you go back to the work that you had previously filmed, or did you actually go back into the quarry and start again, if you like?
No, well, actually, the pieces kind of emerged at the same time. So I did use this site of the quarry twice, but the commission happened at the same time as I was working on another piece of work, and in a way they grew into each other in a really nice way. But yeah, within the quarry, you're saying, what did I find? I think I found almost just the history of deep time. I mean, you're literally within a quarry site, you are seeing these geological sequences in the exposed rock. And you are seeing this geological history, this narrative of kind of time over millennia. But I was really interested by that paradox that it's only legible or visible through the destruction of that kind of very site, that history, that geography that's literally being, you know, cut away and removed from the landscape. So I was trying to almost send the drone camera to travel through that space of absence. And what it's looking at is this overlay between geological inscription with the industry inscription. You've got this notation, these sprayed numbers and codes on the rock surfaces, and you're also seeing these kind of these gouges from the machinery that talk about this kind of violent act of extraction. So I was looking for the drone to read the rock surfaces and almost read them like a metaphor in a way for the Anthropocene, this current geological era, which is being shaped by human behaviour and instead of natural forces, and which is obviously kind of known for the rapidity of environmental damage.
Yeah. So you were looking at that, I suppose, in the way that the Ohm lines on the stone did very little damage to the environment, let's face it.
Yes.
What's happening in somewhere like a quarry is a much more destructive force.
Well, it formed a kind of metaphor, I think, for the idea of this kind of emerging reality of our impact on the natural world, or almost the spectre of that destruction,
so
or of its loss. You know?
So you give us the shots within the quarry space itself, and there is quite an eerie feel to that,
yeah.
You know, because you're in this underground space, and the accompanying music has a kind of an eerie feel to it as well. But
indeed,
there are shots of, are they sections of office? Are those office? Are those little administrative blocks, to pardon the pun, within the mine itself, within the quarry itself, underground?
Well, the piece is filmed in this working limestone quarry. I know it doesn't look like it in the final piece, but it actually is an active quarry.
Hmm.
And it's also filmed in its on-site factory. And I think it's really alternating all the time. It has this rhythm where it goes between those extended tracking shots and then this factory setup, which is looked at like colour field painting. And there's something about that tension between the two spaces, which, you know, the tracking shots are incredibly long, and the factory space, the scenes are much shorter, but all of the imagery, while it is shot at this very specific location, it's not in any way a direct or documentary representation of that site. It's just really heavily mediated and altered through CGI and special effects, and even the way that the shots are framed to deliberately disorientate. So it's kind of very dreamlike.
So you've touched on it already, the relationship between this work, Inscriptions at Visual in Carlo, and a triptych of works, I suppose, in some ways, that's involved in Inscriptions of an Immense Theatre, where the quarry was part of it, but you also visited two other sites.
Yeah, in that work, the quarry is paired with two sites. One of them is the interior of the British Museum. It's the earliest collection of the British Museum. And the other is an accommodation centre for asylum seekers. So in a way, again, the quarry there, this tension between inscription and loss, is really acting as a metaphor, like in one case for this troubled history or this troubled narrative of the museum, where what you're seeing is also telling a history of loss, of displaced culture, you know, that this museum has disrupted the cultures that it's claiming to preserve. And in the accommodation centre, obviously, you have this very real and vivid reality of human geographical cultural displacement. So it's kind of, it's this trio of locations is trying to weave a quite dreamlike narrative around those ideas.
So that's a work that it related to the Inscriptions that is at Visual in Carlo at the moment, but not exactly the same. And I see that within the one that's at Visual in Carlo, it's Inscriptions brackets One Here Now. The one,
yes,
here now is a direct reference to Brian O'Doherty.
Exactly.
All right, that's Alvin Ivrian there speaking to me about that exhibition, Inscriptions, One Here Now, which is at the Visual in Carlo. It's there until the 19th of May, and you can find out full details at visualcarlo.ie.